Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name's Phoebe.
And my name's Caroline, and we have so much to discuss today. But before we dive into all of the topics on today's agenda, we just do want to say that we are absolutely, I mean, it's like, I feel like we're, every time I turn on the news or I open social media, it's actually, it feels like we live in like a Michael Bay film, like where everything is just terrible and like it's just destruction everywhere. And these fires are, I mean, it's literally unimaginable. It's, I can't, and I think it's so horrible. Anyone who is out here saying they're just things like, and all these rich celebrities should be blah, blah, blah. It's like,
I think it's really illustrating like the misunderstanding that people have for that area.
Yes.
Because especially like in the Palisades and a lot of those communities, the people that live there like bought their house like so long ago, and it's gotten to be an expensive area, but it's also like a pretty like normal community in a lot of senses. And also
doesn't matter.
Sorry, like, if even if you're rich, the sentimental value of losing a house is unfathomable. But also this idea that actors have an unlimited access to wealth.
So they should be able to rebuild all of their own things and for everybody else too.
And it's just like
the vitriol Mandy Moore is getting because she posted the GoFundMe for her brother-in-law. Did you see this? And people are like, why don't you just...
It's like, I'm sure she is.
It's like, well, she has to rebuild her own fucking house.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the other thing I think is like, it's... Anytime there's a fire, it's a horrible disaster. It's just a nightmare. But this isn't like one home on the block burned down and it was the very rich people, whatever. This is everything for miles has been burned to the ground.
It
so
looks
in terms
like,
of in terms of resources to rebuild or the time that's going to take, like we are looking at a disaster that is going to take years to return to some sense of normalcy from for everybody. It doesn't matter how much money you have, because the point is there aren't enough resources, and the people whose jobs it is maybe to help rebuild these things are also rebuilding their own lives. Like this is going to be, it's just so devastating. It's so terrible. It is so dark. You know, obviously if you are someone who is in the area and affected, please evacuate. If they're asking you to evacuate, please try and be safe. And just like, I don't even know what, we don't have the words, but if there's anything you can do to help, please do so.
If you're affected and you have links to things, send them to us and we can share them.
Yes, even though that's not your job, but.
No, but I'm saying if you are someone who's personally affected by this and you know that there's someone whose GoFundMe isn't getting a lot of attention, you know, we'll do our part to try to. There's tons of resources. It can be hard to know where to look. And also, we have family in California that haven't yet been affected by it. But thinking about, like, is it better to find their friends who we can donate to directly? And, like, it's just, there's so much that needs to be done. It's hard to know where to start in terms of helping.
Yes. So just please lead with kindness. And so far, 2025 is really a dark year. So let's try and be kind and spread light and not add to that. Okay.
Totally.
All right. We're gonna transition now into some lighter fodder, which is, of course, reality television. There's so much to discuss. I feel like we should start with Traitors. That was definitely the most anticipated release of this week.
Yes.
So you've watched all three episodes, yes?
Of course.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, let's just dive in. What are your initial thoughts?
I want to get into the housewife bias.
Okay.
I don't understand how every season they become an immediate target.
Mm-hmm.
When you are playing a game with people who are like masters of their, you have people from Big Brother, you have people from Survivor, you have people from The Challenge. These people play games like this.
Yes.
So I don't understand why a housewife is ever the person that you, especially someone like, sorry, I'm just so pissed Dorinda was sent home.
It's such a loss. And I think a lot
of people
don't even realize what a loss it is.
I agree. And it's just like someone like her, I actually think would have been useful.
Yes.
Because of how she would have been acting.
Well, imagine a round table. We did not even get a single round table with Dorinda.
I want her back. I want her to be on next season.
Well, I mean, hey, one thing I also know about the show is people even come back all the time. Yeah. Look at Kate. You know what I mean? Like, who knows? One thing I'll say. So in the first episode, and by the way, guys, we are going to be just talking about spoilers. We just did. We told you the first person who is killed. So if you haven't watched it yet, that's not my problem. You need to go watch the show. Okay, but so the first moment, they had this moment where they're like, all right, we're going to show you another person. And if you want this person to come join the game, it's Boston Rob. He was a Survivor guy. If you want him to come join the game, come shake Alan Cummings' hand. And then what, you choose somebody who you'd like to like swap them for?
Me just wanting to shake Alan Cummings' hand.
I know. I'm like, okay, I'm in.
Okay, okay, fine.
No one did it. But you know what this made me think of is in Big Brother, this season where we have the Ainsley thing. I'm like, it's interesting that nobody thought, and we didn't hear them thinking like, okay, most likely they didn't just bring this person out to Scotland for this one moment and they're leaving. So whatever you do here.
And he's like a pretty, like, it's not like he was just like a random reality person.
Right.
Like, they have Boston Rob there because they know that he's going to play the game.
Yes. And so not going to shake his hand, it could have some serious consequences. So I did think that was interesting. I don't know that I think at this point it's very important to go with the group. But we could see Carolyn kind of struggling with, like, she was like, fuck. I wonder if it's because she knew.
Maybe.
This is going to come back.
I'm not a huge fan.
Of her?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have to tell you what I think about all this. Because I'm not really... I'm not like a fan of her, but I think they need to listen to her. And here's what I think about the traitors right now. So we've got Danielle, who is a Big Brother girl. Did you watch her? We have Bob the drag queen. Fabulous. We have Boston Rob, who's then brought in as a traitor. And we have Carolyn, who is also from Survivor. And I have to say, Danielle and Bob are doing way too fucking much. They both need to stop. They are putting themselves at risk and the traitors at risk. Danielle, with her crying and her acting.
The first round table, your name comes up.
Oh my God. Well, I thought it was bonkers that Danielle, like, she starts crying immediately. And there was a moment, so we're in the first challenge where Danielle and Bob go sit on the raft together. And it was really funny because they're both traitors
and they
neither
didn't
of them
yet.
Know the other one, and they're both acting, whatever. Like, that was a great little moment. Very funny. From that point on, it was too much what Danielle was doing. The next morning, crying when Dorinda doesn't come in.
You don't know
Danielle,
Dorinda.
You don't even know her. It doesn't make any sense for you to be this upset about it. Like, it's weird. And the way she's just like celebrating her amazing acting skills, she thinks she's going to go get nominated for an Emmy after this. Like, girl, it's a little heavy handed, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. And, I don't really like any of it. I like Bob, obviously, but I'm not obsessed with this group of traitors.
Well, then we have Bob, who is a big personality and is fabulous in this show, like a perfect person for the show, but the defensiveness is too much.
I agree.
With people throwing your name out, you have to expect people to throw your name out, and you have to be. And honestly, I don't know. I just think it's very interesting. So what I think needs to happen here, because I've had enough of Danielle up in that turret being like, no, it's a no for me. Absolutely not. We're not putting that person out. Like, no. She just thinks she gets to decide everything. It's driving me insane. And Carolyn and Boston Rob are both like, okay, you know, they're not really saying a whole lot, but they obviously do not agree with what the traders are choosing. And this is my crazy. This would be crazy, but this is what, like, I would love to see happen. I think Carolyn and Boston Rob need to find some time just them to talk, and they need to say, look, we're good game players. Danielle is a good game player. I don't know why she is letting this get to this point. It's too much. She's making mistakes. They need to be like, okay, one of them has to go. Like, I know it's a lot to open it up to traitors right now this early in the game, because it's like, once you betray the traitors' trust, there's no trust ever in the traitors, and you just never know what's going to happen.
Right.
But like, I do think if Carolyn and Rob could be like, okay, people are bringing up Bob, they're bringing up Danielle. Next time somebody brings one of them up to me, I'm going to say...
I agree.
Not even that. I'm just going to be like, oh my God. You know, I really like them. I hadn't thought that, but like, now that you're saying that, I like really need to think about that. And then just don't... Because if they go back and they're like, oh, well, Carolyn said she thinks you're attractive, you know, so they can't give anything. And then they need to just like enough, just don't shut it down. Just don't shut it down and let it go. And then at the round table, you better hope it gets brought up by somebody and just don't say anything to go against it. And just hope that one of them gets eliminated at the round table. Because I think if it's just Bob or it's just Danielle, they could have control over that again.
I agree.
But if it's both of them, Rob and Carolyn are just not going to have control. So I think that would be the best case, unless Danielle and Bob can start acting right. Like, I think that's the best thing. And then I don't understand with Bob when he's like, well, I want to go to the end with Danielle. I want Dan. Why? She's ruining your game right now. You don't need to have her back and defend her and save her.
Right.
Every man for themselves, kind of. Like, that's what this game kind of is.
I agree.
I don't know.
I'm just like, my main takeaway from these first three episodes is I'm tired of the fucking Housewives slander.
Like, it is. It's interesting because it's like, guys,
I don't know where it comes from.
We need to have every kind of person here. You know, we need the game players, which, by the way, if I'm a trader, those are the people who are out first.
Exactly.
Just so we're all clear. I'm getting out the people who literally look at the world as like a game they are trying to win. You know, I'm doing that. And I'm also maybe getting out the person, Dylan Efron, because I think it's very valuable to have at least one person there who is not really a famous person, who is removed from it. Because all these famous people or people who are used to the spotlight in this way are like thinking everyone's out to get them already. They are not thinking clearly. They don't live in a normal world. You put someone in there who's kind of normal, kind of removed from this, and they just see things clearly and for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So he's nailing it.
He's giving Pilot Pete.
He is, but Pilot Pete,
butchered,
you know,
it.
You either live long enough to see yourself become the villain vibe.
Is he still with Ekansu?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
I don't think so either.
Oh, Ekansu. Oh, Ekansu. Kelly's watching. Kelly was like, sad when they get like voted off. I felt bad for Tony. It was like a sad moment when he got voted off.
And Mom and I were wondering about this. In the first episode, Alan Cumming says, it's not going to be revealed at the end of the round table.
He did say that.
And now they're doing it.
Okay, yeah. I noticed that and I was like, I must have misheard.
I think that would be really interesting.
It would be. But I'm like, we need it. We need to know, right?
I hate the moment of vindication for people, though, sometimes. Like, even.
But it's not.
Even when I know that they're a faithful and, like, they're truly up there, like, I know it's, like, a fuck you moment for them. I don't like it. Especially when it's Wells.
Yeah, Wells is kind of. I know. Well, it was like, Wells does have, like, the attitude that, like, would piss me off in the game. And I love Wells, but, like, that
is
just
Wells
true.
I like Wells, too, but I was ready for it. Me on episode two. I was ready for him to leave. Sierra's outfits. Outfit she wore where she had the Oxford striped button down under the rugby shirt.
Yeah. Sierra's so beautiful. I hope. I really think this could be a great opportunity for her, Traders. If she can make it, because she's so funny, but she lies low. So if she can make it a few more episodes and we have less people to fight for screen time, I think she could come out of this being a fan favorite and really have
a moment, which I would love for her. I want to see her break into a friendship with Gabby.
Oh, my God. How fun would that be?
And I love Chrishell.
I'm loving Chrishell and I'm loving Gabby.
Chrishell was a little much for me when she was at the round table and
That was not too much. That was perfect.
No, I just thought it made me cringe a little bit.
Not me.
When she said
everything he's been doing.
No. I just mean like Tom's coming after me because, well, I'm friends with his ex.
It's hilarious. I thought it was great.
I don't know. I was a little bit like, all right, pump the brakes.
No. The moment, that's why we like the show. That's the moment that we live for. Did you think it was too much when Alan Cumming brought it up?
No. It's not bringing up Scandoval. It's the way Chrishell says it and does it.
I loved it. Tom, what's going on? Tom.
I love Mom's.
Are
Mom's,
you okay?
Mom's fan theory that Tom put water under his armpits and then had a sweater on and then took it off so that everybody would see that he was like sweating.
Why, Mom? Why would he want everyone to see him sweating? Quick question.
I don't know.
Mom, so they think he's a traitor? I so guess. He gets voted
out? That's what mom was saying, but it didn't really work for me.
Yeah, you're like, wait, now that I'm thinking about that, mom, what the fuck did you mean?
But maybe he's just dumb enough to think that that would do something.
Tom, a lot of people, well, I don't want to speculate. I mean, I do, but I won't. The pit stains at 9 a.m. were, I mean, he looks crazy.
Mom told me they don't stay at the castle.
They don't.
Which is annoying to me.
Why? It's Alan Cumming's home.
That's his house?
Yes. That's why Chrishell's at the moment where she's like, I'd love to sell this for you. And he's like, this isn't going anywhere. It's his house.
Wait, I didn't know that.
It is his castle.
I thought that this was just like the castle that they rented.
It is his. I think that's why he hosts it.
Oh,
he's
my
like, you can
God.
Have it, but like, I'm doing it. Yeah. I hope I'm not completely wrong. Now I'm terrified that it's like not his castle at all. But I'm like 99.9% sure this is his castle.
Wow.
Yeah. Because he's from Scotland.
Yeah. So. I was not expecting it to be his castle.
I think it is. I'm almost positive. I don't know if he lives there full time, but especially now that Traitors is filmed there. But like, it belongs to him, I believe. Yes.
It belongs to him.
But okay, so Tom, though, at the round table, the very first where they're picking the traitors, immediately Tom taking off the blindfold and staring for like 5 Mississippis deep into the eyes of every person at that table. I'm like, Tom, he drives me insane because he actually lives in his own place.
He thinks he's so smart.
Yes, he thinks he's like cracking the code. He's figuring it out. And then Chrishell everyone coming out of there like, what the fuck with Tom? Like, why was he looking at his beady little...
Spencer Hastings deciphering Charles in his brain.
And then Chrishell going, well, Tom, you're looking at me with your Spock eyebrow. And that was so funny. But he did go right out of that room and immediately say, Chrishell, when he goes into the talking head, he goes, Chrishell has freaked out. She is scared. Freaking scared. I was like, Tom, you are freaking scaring
her.
And
I also love the idea that not everybody there probably knows what Scandoval really is.
Oh my God.
So they're just like, who is this weirdo?
What I would have loved if Alan, right before the first round table, everyone raise your hand if you know what Scandoval is. And otherwise, Chrishell will explain. I mean,
Chrishell, you can come to the front of the room.
Okay, everyone. So, I mean, she's cracking me up that when they're doing their first voting for the traitor, and she goes, well, the traitors have to be capable of lying, cheating, and deceiving. And Tom, since I know you possess all of those skills, I voted for you. And he doesn't say, oh, he's just like, well, he's literally like, I mean, I would be a fucking great traitor. It is, though, here's my theory on Tom. Because I was like, either he's gone right away or he's there for a while. And I think he's there for a while, but I don't think because anyone thinks he's good. I think it's because they just honestly don't give a fuck about him.
Yeah.
He's not enough of a threat. He's just sort of like, okay, Tom, like, you can have your crazy little ideas in the corner if you want, but like, no one's actually worried about you. And no one believes that they were never going to make him a traitor. It's way too on the nose.
I feel like Sam and Tom could be
buddies.
They might be buddies because there's like 3 thoughts between the two of their
brains.
Yeah,
I would like more Sam. I'm curious about who Sam is as a human.
Me too. I think he is too.
I think Sam has a lot to learn about himself. But it's a really interesting cast. Yeah, Gabby, when someone asked her, how was your time on The Bachelor, Bachelorette? And she said, well, I'm a lesbian now. So, and Chrishell's like, yeah. I love a lot of the girls. There are a lot of men here.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, we need the housewives.
They brought in 3 of the same like font of man. Yeah. In those cages, which was crazy.
They should have put Dorinda in one of the cages.
I know. Let's see Dorinda in a cage, please.
God, I'm like actually still like, I get worked up about it. It pisses me off so much.
It is honestly, but it's kind of something that I love about the show that they're like, well, okay then. Like, you know,
it's
honestly,
they're not trying to keep people around for good TV because the traitors get, you can tell that the traitors are actually making the decisions.
Yes. And it also feels like that just, honestly, that felt like production needed a 7 and be like, okay, but sorry, anyone else?
anyone else?
Sandoval? Anyone interested in Sandoval? No?
Okay. Robin, maybe?
Just anyone except Dorinda, okay?
You guys will understand.
Yes, you guys will get it when you get it.
And that's why we also need, half the cast should have, everybody should take a test before they go in.
Uh-huh.
General knowledge.
Okay.
And
IQ or just like general knowledge, like do you know
about
the capital
culture.
Okay. Just see if you know who you're gonna be in the castle with.
And here's what, not everybody. we need like 50-50 really high scorers and really low scorers.
Yes.
Because we need one of the trader. I needed Bob to say, wait, we can't send Durant home.
I know.
Have you guys seen New York?
You know what I thought, though? You know what I think? I think Bob thought it was like such a get. Like, yes, let's start with a bang and send Dorinda home. Like, I feel like it just, but I mean, that's why I'm like, Carolyn knew though. She was like, this is not the move. Like, the both house, times, Carolyn has not agreed with the decision that they made up there.
And also, Ayan, I loved her.
She's so
funny.
Oh my God, when she turns to us, I did not sleep at all last night. Not at all.
During the challenge, when she's bartering, she's like, what do you do? And Alan Cumming is like,
she's so funny.
And it's like, we just are losing these people because for some reason they hate the housewives.
I know. And it really does feel like,
also, we need people
misogynistic.
Like the they bring their communication skills.
Yeah.
Exceed what you guys are giving them credit for.
Well, and also I think the traders are stupid to kick them out because it would be really nice to have these agents of chaos in the house so mm-hmm. that you guys don't have to be the ones making the chaos, you know?
I think their issue with it probably, like, if I'm trying to see their logic, I think that they don't like, because I think they said this in a couple seasons, because mm-hmm. there's always a point in the season where they're like, we're getting the housewives.
Yeah.
And I think it's the idea that they're banding together, but I'm like, they're not really threats, though.
No.
They might go sit and drink their wine together and talk, but I can almost assure you they're probably not talking strategy.
And
they're probably talking maybe about how maybe Tom Sandoval's pit stains at 9 a.m. this morning.
Or they're also just probably like, I don't know. I think, honestly, they're going to turn on each other before they're going to turn on any of you.
Exactly.
And you guys should like that. Like, imagine at the round table if Dorinda ever even made it there and someone is pissed. Or, I mean, she was pissed. She was pissed going into that day. It would have been great to see her go in there because they didn't go get all the gold and she sacrificed, you know?
Yeah.
She would have been great to go in and just start yelling at someone. And then someone, like, I just feel like they would have created the chaos so that Bob doesn't have to be the one to throw Wells' name out there. And then they could, you know, but also that's the thing. Is that these traders, everyone on the show loves attention and they love whatever. So they want to be the one to put the name out. They want to be this mastermind. And it's like, if you actually want to be great at the game, you can't be that all the time.
Right.
You have to give other people chances. It's so good. I'm so glad that we have it back. It's really like just amazing. Okay. So we don't agree with Dorinda and Ian. Do we agree with Wells and Tony? Are we sad? Are
I'm
we okay with them
like,
being gone? It's whatever. I would have liked to see Tony stay.
I don't really know anything about him.
To be honest, Robin is kind of bothering me.
I agree.
I'm like, why couldn't she be the housewife?
Yeah, you guys don't understand what you did.
I know. It's
like, what a loss.
It is a huge loss. But I kind of like that the show is just like, and we're going to, but also think of the people that we still have there. Like, we're going to have so much.
But I just don't want this to be the last time we see her in the castle in history.
Well, here's an idea. The traders
should do a housewives.
No, but that would be neat. I guess I'm confused what you mean. They
like
should
just housewives a spinoff
in the castle.
A traders housewives edition.
Okay. Well, submit it. I'm so serious. Submit it. I don't remember what I was just going to say. Oh, the casting department should release the cast months before they ever film anything.
So they have an idea of who we want.
So they know who we want to stick around, you know, and also who we want to be traitors.
We were vocal about how excited we were for Dorinda.
Yes, but imagine actually how fun it would be to be in like the storyboarding room for traitors and be like, okay, the possibilities of what could happen. You know, they had to go through every single one. Okay, if we make them a traitor, what do we think they'll do? And go through everyone's like the feuds, the things that are possible that we could do here. How fun would that be?
So fun.
What an amazing little intricate job. Oh, my God. Okay. So anything left to say about traders?
No.
All right. Should we move on to Salt Lake City?
Hormone harmony. Road warriors, let's get real. Managing PMS can be difficult. When I get on to record the podcast with Caroline, it can be tough sometimes to lock into a cheerful mood. But good news. With the help of Hormone Harmony, I am able to manage my PMS and so much more. It helps me balance my moods and even improves my sleep quality. Hormone Harmony is dedicated to making women's lives better. One of the ways they achieve this is through science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. These help your body adapt to stressors. Hormone Harmony is third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten and dairy-free. It's no wonder to me a new bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. If you can even believe it, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST for 15% off today.
Oh my God.
Guys.
I thought this was the finale and I wouldn't have been surprised if it was because it was so insane.
And Whitney had another episode this week where other than her conversation with Brittany, which was fucking classic, by the way.
Yeah, 100%.
Mom and I were watching it. And I was like, of course. she's going to walk over there and say, look, when I've been on my healing journey, it can be hard.
Yeah.
But you just have to lean into the feeling, the fillings.
I just, you know, Brittany's like, you, like, of all the people to come over and comfort her, she did not want it to be Whitney.
But Whitney did make me laugh multiple times during this episode.
She's like breaking the fourth wall. Like when she's looking at
the producers when they're all yelling and laughing. She's like, can you believe
this? So.
And then at the end of the episode when Meredith goes, and I bet she's listening right now. And Whitney like scurries away. She's like.
Oh, I know. That's Whitney's signature move.
Like when Whitney just looks like a normal girl.
Yes.
I'm like, wait.
Whitney's always eavesdropping and then running away. I feel like she did that the night that we got the big monologue from the hot mic moment from Lisa.
I think so too.
I feel like Meredith was like doing the same shit. Guys, this episode.
Also the look on her face when Brittany made her announcement. When she goes.
I know. So let's start back at the top. So guys, we're on this trip with Lisa. Okay.
Right, it was so fun.
We're all in the Sprinter van.
We had so much fun.
We had so much fun on that trip with Lisa and them. We're on the Sprinter van and fucking everyone's just like fighting. I don't even know what they were fighting about, honestly.
But this was such a pure Salt Lake sisterhood moment because they're all fighting. Oh. They all have different shit going on.
Yes. They're all mad at each other for whatever X, Y, and Z. But we love a common enemy. And we love when it's Brittany fucking Bateman. Like, these girls hate Brittany.
And hey, Brittany, what were you doing?
Okay, so let's just ask the question, was Brittany filming?
Yes.
Yes. Well, we know she was. Was she? Why, though? Why do you think Brittany was filming?
I don't know. Because I did see a tweet that made a great point, of course, where Heather's like, I cannot believe you would be recording us. And it's like, you're in a Sprinter van being filmed so that this can be televised nationally.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, I do understand why this is triggering. I think all of the housewives were very excited to have someone else to deflect and put everything on. And also, they're all sick of Brittany anyway. But so that is the perfect reason to kick her out of the group.
Brittany, I know it was a lot to probably take in, but you do have to recognize how sensitive that specific kind of behavior is to these women.
Yes. Well, and also, like, Brittany, just take accountability for once in your life. Brittany, one thing she will not, she will do just about anything except take accountability.
It's just like, girl, you could have said, I just thought it was really crazy. Every single one of you was having a different argument.
Yes.
I just thought it was funny.
I just honestly wanted to play it back later in case they edit it. I want to know. She's probably like, oh my God, the girls are going to be so happy that I filmed this. Because when they edit it and take out certain things people said, I'm going to be like, well, don't worry. I have the receipts. And Heather will love me for that.
Oh.
I think there are a few don't do that. Now, great. Now Phoebe is going to have a poster of Brittany in her room and feel bad for her.
No.
Here are the few things that I think like could have occurred here. Okay.
Okay.
I think Brittany, allegedly there are multiple videos.
Well, we know that her daughter
got a 100% on her math test. Brittany being like, I'm sending a video to my daughter because she just got a 100% on her math test. Why now?
Puerto
Vallarta. Why don't you go on the beach and take a fucking video there?
And not on the Sprinter van where everybody's yelling at each other.
Yeah, it is. And then,
girl, you're filming the back of the chair.
The back of the chair. And then there's another video, I guess, that's Brittany's face like, ooh. And then it's like the girls in the back. And I'm like, Brittany's so proud of being on the show. But she also wants to seem like she's above all this, even though she's not. And I think she's sending this to people in her life and being like, oh my God, filming with the girls. Like, as if it's like, they're so crazy, but like also kind of a brag. So I think that's one opportunity, one thing too, where she's like, oh my God, these girls are crazy. Look, I'm on a housewife's trip with these crazy girls in the back fighting. Like, I'm having so much fun, like crazy, crazy. Like, I think it was either that. So like, I don't think her intentions were actually malicious.
No, not at all.
But I think they weren't pure.
No.
There is no pure intention when you're recording someone without their knowledge.
No.
And you know, Angie's like, thank God I'm the one who saw this.
Also, like, I just want to say, thank the camera angles that we get. Why does it look like there's a fisheye lens
and
on
Meredith
Meredith
Marks, let me tell you, doesn't give a fuck what she shows up like on that TV screen. No. Meredith doesn't care what she looks like. She's like, as long as justice is served, I don't care if I look insane. I don't care if it's filmed in a fishbowl angle. I mean, Meredith, it was as if we found out Britney was like, like taking off limbs of little baby animals in the sea. Like, Meredith's like, how dare you? Like, I mean, from the back of the bus, and then Mary, get her, Meredith. Oh my God.
Mary is so funny. And also, one of my favorite things about Mary is that she is down for activities.
Oh, she loves activities.
I like every time we do something like ATVs or zip lining. I think she's gonna be a brat about it.
Well, she was on Watch What Happens and she talked about like going in a hot air balloon. Like, she loved doing that.
Remember when they went zip lining
and
she was like,
everywhere, every chance I see a zip line, I am on it.
I was like, yeah. What?
Watch, like, next season, Mary's house has a zip line installed, and that's how she gets around in her home.
She's like, yeah, I didn't know I could do
this. There's, like, tracks everywhere on the ceiling. They're like, Mary, what's up? She's like, it's my zip line. She's,
you want to try
but
it?
But the way she said, get her, Meredith! she was intense!
I saw an edit, I think I said it to you, of No One Warns the Wicked, or Defying Gravity, where they say, she's evil killer, and they stopped it so that it went, she's evil, get her, Meredith!
You did send that. I did see that.
And for some reason, it works.
Oh my God, she's wicked. Get her, Meredith. Yes, exactly.
Also, that lyric change was crazy. What? To kill her.
I know.
You know, John M. Chu was like,
let's just go for it.
Let's just say it.
Should we go for it? Let's just. And now we've said
it. He writes it down, and he goes. His pregnant wife is asleep. He's writing on his little laptop, and he goes. And now we've said it.
Oh God. It was just, I mean, Meredith just losing it. They're all losing it. The pictures of it are so funny where every single housewife is like pointing at Britney.
Like, sorry, if I'm Britney, I would have had the exact breakdown she had.
I would have jumped out the window.
I would have been dry heaving.
I mean, I don't know. I
would have thrown up.
Trying to think what I would do if I was in that situation.
Well, I wouldn't be.
Well,
for
I know,
a number of reasons.
But I was trying to think what I would do if I was in that situation. You would do what Britney did, I guess, but you'd never be in that situation. It's a little bit more believable that I might end up in a situation like this. Well, I wouldn't probably be the Britney in the situation. I'd probably be one of the others.
Meredith, maybe.
Maybe.
Or Heather. Okay, who do you want me to say you are?
None of them, I'm realizing. I guess Bronwyn or Lisa. But I did feel like Bronwyn didn't give a fuck that Britney was recording, but she was like perfect. Just an opportunity. Like, I could go, Britney, fuck. She just like goes in, and I was like, Bronwyn, you don't care.
And now we get to the pièce de résistance.
Oh my God.
They're all at lunch after ATV. And this is where Caroline and I differ, because I'm having an Alison DeLaurentis moment of feeling bad for the villain.
You are having a Heather. You're the Heather guy.
Like, I
just be real.
It made me when no one wanted to ride the ATV with her.
Well, why would they?
I know, but it made me sad.
You're so and I know. Okay, when they're at lunch and Brittany's like, I just have to say something, and Heather has to be the good friend and like hold her hand. I was like, Heather, give me a fucking break.
I don't
break.
Know if I would have. Done
well,
that.
It was because she's like, Heather, you understand? Like,
guys,
now
okay,
that I've said
happens.
This
is crazy. Britney acts like she's about to issue an apology.
I mean, everyone's
go
coming
global.
At her at lunch, yeah, about what she's been doing, the recording, whatever. She deleted it from her deleted, the whole thing.
Deleted it. Mary going, if you don't know enough to know that you were recording the back of the seat, how do you know to delete your
then
deleted
how'd you delete
and your
it that fast? It. Yeah, exactly. But then she goes, okay, guys, there has been one thing that I have not been honest with you about.
This is Brittany. Are you crazy?
Everyone's like ready for the Monica Garcia moment. They're like, okay, reality
this is
Von
how
Cheese,
I know
part two.
This girl is truly unhinged.
And dumb as bricks.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry, Brittany. Dumb as bricks. She goes, the truth is, Jared and I have had a physically intimate relationship. Girl, shut the fuck
up! And it's like, okay, that can be, I understand that that is a lot for you to say on, but that was a choice.
And no, also, we've known that
also,
on air.
Also, Jason wasn't a topic of,
Jared
wasn't a topic of conversation at all.
This is classic, just using this deflecting. To distract. Yeah, she's just deflecting. And then she's like, and now that I've said it, my life is going to be changed forever. I'm like, your life is going to be changed because of all the other shit you did on your do.
Angie goes, you're drinking.
Yeah, she's like, I'm sorry, you have to understand our confusion when we see you drinking and you're swearing and you're going on these trips and you're showing us your crotchless lingerie that
Jared
gave you.
And your Tinder profile.
While we're on a trip and we're filming. Like, you're bringing different guys to events.
Like, we know what's
up. We know what's happening. Literally, Mary being like, we knew that. Yells across the table.
When Whitney is normal, she is likable. When Brittany said that and Whitney could not believe her fucking ears.
I know.
And just had a normal reaction, didn't have to hill.
Oh my God. So then who ends up leaving? Does someone leave that lunch upset? Lisa?
If I had to guess, Brittany?
No, but why do I feel like Lisa does? Or was that another one?
I mean, she stormed off last the week episode. Before. Yeah.
But okay, so then this episode, it just never stopped giving. We go to Meredith's room. And as we know, last week, she was like, Brittany was listening to me. Brittany said she heard me throwing up, all these things. We go into Meredith's room and Heather is in there helping her look for bugs. Because Meredith is convinced that Brittany bugged her room. Here's my question for you. Does Heather genuinely believe this, or is she like, this is a hilarious thing to lean into for the show?
I think she thinks it's hilarious.
Me too.
She doesn't live in the state of
delusion
and paranoia.
She takes it so seriously because Meredith, there's not a joke. It's not a joke. This is serious.
It's Hannah and Spencer.
She's so earnestly like, yes. Heather's like, why don't you check underneath the lampshade? Like all these things. And Meredith's like, great thought. And it goes and looks like dead fucking
Here's
serious.
Here's my question. Why didn't you have Heather stand outside where Brittany might have been standing? Yeah. And why
and
didn't
cough.
You cough?
I'm sorry. The coughing when Heather goes, okay, so can you show me kind of like what you were coughing like? And then I was like, just starts coughing like crazy and doesn't stop. And Heather's like, okay. Okay. And Meredith's like, sort of like this. Like just keeps going. She's being so serious. It's so fucking funny. Yeah.
Long story short, I am almost positive Brittany Bateman does not have the ability to bug a room.
No. And that was like, I think Meredith said it to her, like, what did you bug my room? And Brittany was like, what? yeah, everyone knows that's
crazy.
Like, that's a crazy thing. So wait, okay, we're getting the finale this coming week.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys. And then a 3-part reunion.
So, well, at the end of this episode, when they all get back from the Sprinter van, and I don't even really remember how this fight started.
How could we?
There's some fight. Meredith walks. Oh, they're getting off the golf carts.
Okay.
And Meredith hears something was said. Literally, the fact that we can't remember is why the show's so amazing. Because
yeah,
there is so much.
Because this is big and so much happened that it's like,
and Meredith
the radar.
Goes out and she's like pouting, running to her room. And they're like, wait, what happened? What happened? What happened? Heather goes in there. Or Lisa goes in there and she's like, what is going on? And Meredith goes, don't tell them anything. You cannot trust them. And then Lisa's like, oh, okay, what happened? Like, she's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What is going on? And then she starts yelling, of course. Everybody's ears are pressed to the door.
I mean, they
Meredith,
are.
You're screaming. Meredith, if this is how you were talking, and I think that's what Mary said. Mary said, well no wonder we could hear her.
Yeah, wait, it was so funny because you can hear clear as day.
And
Brittany's like, exactly, yes.
They all have their and she's so short. So when she does go like, yeah, when she like moves her whole body, she's like 3 feet tall.
Yes.
And Meredith goes, and I bet she's listening right now.
And that's when they all scurry away. They scamper away like little field mice.
It's so funny.
Oh, my God. It is hilarious.
And next week, it looks like we're going to have a Lisa Barlow breakdown.
Oh, well, I saw, did you see like the preview clip of the lunch?
Well, I saw her like walk in and see, and I can't wait to watch it again on TV. The way she went, she's like, oh my God.
Oh my God. You guys look amazing. Everyone is dressed as a different version of Lisa Barlow. Wait till you see what Whitney did. Well, they show it. There's a sneak peek. Whitney has the tags on all her clothes. And she gets up to leave. And Lisa goes, oh, wait, Whitney, you have tags on your clothes. And Whitney goes, yeah, it's because I'm going to have to return them later. And Lisa goes, oh, well, that's not funny. That's not funny. I would never do that. That's too far. That's not funny. And it becomes a big thing. And she fucking flips out and tries to rip the wig off of Whitney's head.
Oh, right. Well, that was in the preview.
Yeah, so that's why. Because Whitney kept the tags on her clothes.
Perfect.
I have to return them as Lisa.
Whitney.
Okay, I want to break down their reunion looks because we've seen them now.
Do you think Angie was got left the same out?
I want. Well, what do you think their theme was? Because I think the theme was prom. No, sorry, homecoming at a kind of trashy school
every year.
They're all dressed like they're going to a dance. Like they look terrible. Okay, Lisa Barlow, thoughts? I'm sorry. But the top of this dress, she's wearing it's a so dark like purple. It's early so 2000s. Prom. I feel like there were girls in my prom group who had this exact dress on.
It's actually the color of one of your prom
dresses. It's the color
dresses.
Of one of my prom dresses. And the neckline is just like, it's not it. I don't like it. Okay. Brittany is really giving high school homecoming.
That's terrible.
You guys, we're in a full like bodycon gold and magenta sequin dress that has a slit and like ballroom dancing
that's
shoes.
That's terrible.
And the hair, it's just all, I mean, she's a very pretty girl.
Yeah.
It's just not working for me. Mary Cosby then coming in as though she's working the Hunger Games.
Yeah, what is going on at the bottom of that dress?
And the sleeves. I would love to actually know Mary's like process with a stylist, if she has a stylist come in and they, or if she's just like chooses something.
And I don't mean to say this is in a shady way, Mary, because you would be able to read me in a way that would make me want to actually
Phoebe'd
die.
Never be seen again.
But sometimes I feel like she doesn't get her clothes tailored.
I agree with you. Yeah. I mean, this, I don't like how we've got these like gold cuffs, I guess, on the sleeves and the bottom of the dress, but you can see the red coming out of the bottom of the sleeve. So it's like, it's not even all the way down. So I'm like, that's what I'm wondering. Were these added on? In which case, I don't know that it's giving like Phoenix.
Yeah, it's weird.
Are we trying to get Phoenix rising from the ashes? Because Mary, I don't know if that's your storyline this season.
No.
Heather Gay. Another prom dress. I'm sorry. Every single girl is in a prom dress. And Heather, you look great. But with your new bod that you want to show off, I don't know why this is the dress we're choosing.
Yeah.
It's not really doing much for... This is a dress you could have worn last season.
Right.
Okay, next. Angie. Bringing Glinda the Good Witch to...
But it's a terrible shade of... It's like fuchsia
this,
magenta.
Yeah, what do we
like,
even call it? Yeah, it's like a fuchsia magenta, but it's got like a bubble.
It's terrible.
Bottom. It's not a good color. It doesn't look good.
And she's the only one not in like a red.
Meredith is giving Christmas party, even though she did just get bat mitzvahed. But Brooks Marks styled her, and that's cute. And I do think she looks pretty. Her dress is great.
She's the best look, I think, of everybody.
And it's like age appropriate too. Yeah. But I do think I could do without the shawl.
I agree.
With like the,
that's the thing that
the fur
loses me,
lining.
But I do enjoy
it. And I saw her without the shawl and I really liked the dress. And I do think she looks great. She looks beautiful. She doesn't need to put a different face on all her pictures.
She looks like the mom from the Nutcracker in that picture.
Yes.
Especially with the background.
That's a really good... Yeah, well, because we get the salt, like the snow-capped trees.
It like literally looks like...
You have to work against the Christmas allegations.
That would be like the cast photo.
Yes.
In the program.
100%. Okay, Bronwyn wins for me. And do you know what dress this is? Do you... Pop quiz. This is a dress you have seen before.
On what?
On someone named Carly Kloss. Carly Kloss wore this dress to the Met Gala. Bronwyn bought it from her archives, from the archives, and had it like tailored and whatever and wore it. We love her. She's
that's
like,
so crazy.
She's like not buying a new dress, buying a dress that's already worn, but it's still going to be stunting on these hoes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and
like,
it is.
It's not fast fashion, but it's certainly not. Okay.
No.
Then Whitney, no offense, Whitney is giving the girl that our mom would be like, but wasn't her slit a little high? Wasn't the dress a little tight?
And I'm sorry, I do hate the tattoo.
The tattoo poking out. The like, well, her rose, her Whitney rose. What do we think of Whitney dyeing her hair red in solidarity with her redheaded daughter?
It's terrible. And she looks like Catherine Dennis.
you're right. She does. Well, I'm like, that's not, I mean, it's fine. The shade of red isn't.
It's not for her.
And it's not your daughter's shade
of red.
I was
watching on Wednesday, like while I was working, Salt Lake was on Bravo all
day.
Was
mom obsessed, by the way, with what Whitney said about it? On Watch What Happens?
I don't think she saw it.
Did you?
No.
You didn't watch What Happens?
No, I just saw pictures.
Oh my God, you need to watch it. Because Whitney goes on and says the reason that she did it. I'm going to read the quote. Say what you were saying. I'm going to find it.
I was watching old seasons of Salt Lake, and Whitney's long hair makes her instantly more likable to me. I don't know
you
what
said
it
that
is.
Last week too.
I look so much better on her. Her personality was better, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, there you go. Okay. She wrote, because Andy goes, and you're doing this because.
Oh, my God.
And
okay,
she
I'm immediately,
said.
I'm pulling the hair out from my head individually.
She goes, to support my daughter, who's a redhead, and all the redhead teenagers out there who get bullied daily. I'm proving a point that when I say redheads are beautiful, I mean it. What do you think?
Screenshot that and send that to mom.
I was like, I need to know what mom thought of this, but I'm sure we'll talk about it. You have to watch What Happens needs to be part of your watching. You have to. You miss so much if you don't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't watch Salt Lake on time this week, which was part of the issue.
Is that not so funny? Now, what
it's
I
crazy.
Do think is that the only thing this makes me wonder is, okay, well, what's going on with Bobby? What happened to your kid?
Yeah.
Who's being mean to your
and
kid?
Also, okay, wait.
It's actually drawing a lot more attention. And
hey,
is
mom,
that why she's making me in photo?
Thank God, mom. Yeah, well, Whitney, somebody tells me there are a lot of reasons
your husband got fired from his company because of your antics.
I think Bobby has more to worry about than her
hair
color.
I don't think that's, yeah. But I mean,
but
hey.
I am like, okay, if I'm in middle school and I'm getting bullied, I don't want my mom to go on a live talk show and say that.
That's why she dyed her hair red.
To bring awareness to people being bullied.
And then the worst part, Phoebe, Andy has everyone voting on Watch What Happens. Do you prefer Whitney with red or blonde hair? 99% blonde. As she's saying this.
Imagine sitting there having your fully
and your daughter is
your
like
hair.
Watching this like, okay. And everyone hates it. And this, and
like,
now
and
I know the world literally hates it.
And it's
and
like, Bobby,
I
girl,
don't feel better.
Bobby, I need you to hear me when I say this. We love redheads.
It's not you.
You have
mom's
gorgeous
hearing
red
us
hair.
Right now, and mom's actually sending us a nasty gram text,
Bobby
being
has
like, "How could
gorgeous
you?"
Gorgeous red hair. She's so pretty.
Yeah,
Whitney just it
and,
doesn't
and
have
do,
the
you know
redheads.
Listen.
Natural redheads are born with a complexion that typically complements the redhead. Like it
but
all
also,
makes sense.
But also, I will just say, if you are a natural redhead, you know, and you do get bullied, that's fucked up. People are dyeing their hair red left and right these days. It is great.
Mom, when I was watching It Ends With Us, she walks in, she goes,
is
that Blake Lively?" And I said,
with red hair?
I said, yeah. And she goes, with red hair? And I said, yeah, mom, it's desirable.
Mom refuses to believe that there are people who choose to have red hair. When it and it's like, yes. And I have one of my really greatest friends, Misha Matic, has red hair. And I would venture to say it was like one of the things that was like everyone was jealous of was her red hair.
Yeah.
Honestly, like
people love. And I always felt so good when people would say that I had red in my hair.
Yeah, me too. So overall, hate them. Hate them all. Except for Bronwyn. Bronwyn looked so good. And I think I like Bronwyn's face. I like her hair. I like everything that's going on. Bronwyn is my favorite housewife from this season.
From this season, maybe.
Well, she wasn't in any of the others, so.
I know.
She couldn't be. But I mean, like, I'm loving her. I hope she comes back.
I think she will.
Well, she said she won't if she's not actually friends with people. She's like, I'm not going to, like, do it for fake. So if Lisa and I aren't friends, if I'm not friends with any of these people, I'm not going to, like, fake it and come on the show. Mm. So she's like, so we'll see how the reunion goes. That's what she said on some podcast. Woof. So, all right. Should we talk about Southern Charm?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's tough to watch
it's really
Paige
hard.
And Craig. This was a tough episode to come out right now. You know what I mean?
And I'm watching. I also, like, now basically caught up. With Southern Charm mm-hmm. in terms of like I had been rewatching and watching like the beginning of their relationship and like all this stuff. It's just like and now after watching the way Naomi and Paige interacted, I'm like, Naomi, you better stay the fuck away from Craig. Because it pissed me off. And I loved them so much. And they just like the way that they would talk about the house and like.
Well, that is one thing in this episode. I was like, okay, Paige, he's like my house, my party, my guests, my blah, blah. And I'm like, it's a crazy way to be talking as someone who probably knew you were not going to stay with him and this wasn't going to be your house.
It made me want home team bad. Dude,
made me just like want this house. I'm sorry, Craig's backyard looks amazing. Good for him. It's cute to see him get excited to like have people over and show, you know, like yeah. how hard he's worked. Like it looks so good.
And I just love that all the guys have to eat so much crow with Craig because they were so and I realized.
I literally was like, what? Craig had barbecue. What are you talking about, crow? And for anyone who doesn't know, can you explain? Because I've never heard you say that phrase in my life. And I know it is a phrase, but like, eating crow like is hilarious to hear you say.
It's like when you have to like eat your words a little bit. You're like,
there you go, you guys.
Because Shep and Austin were so rude about the pillows. And I realized, well, I've always said this about Shep. Shep, it mainly comes from insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's so deeply insecure, but he's so rich that he doesn't have to do anything that makes him feel so that would, if he were to like work a day in his mm-hmm. life, he would find ways to feel secure. But mm-hmm. because he doesn't have to and he's lazy,
yeah.
he doesn't. But then he resents it in other people. And right. But I also think Craig has a little bit of middle child syndrome with his friends. Not in this season, because we'll talk about with Austin. And I think he does a little bit. But historically, the way that they poke him
mm-hmm.
and they think that he overreacts, mm-hmm. but he's not.
Yeah.
He can be yeah. a lot, but I just mean like, it's not like you said one thing to him
yeah.
and he blew up at you.
Mm-hmm.
You've been saying things to him that have been beating him down
yeah.
for, you've been poking his pillows, X, Y, Z for like the entire dinner.
Yeah.
And now he's had enough.
Yes.
You've had your joking and now he's like, can you just shut the fuck up yeah. and stop?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, there's Craig. There's the Craig we mm-hmm. all know when he like freaks out.
It's like they're
out.
Trying to get exactly. that part of him to come
and
he, out.
And then Shep's like, it's just like brotherly stuff. And I'm like, but he's not your brother.
Not your brother. Yeah. He's not your brother.
He's more successful than you.
Yeah. And also I'm like, if I thought it was coming from a place of brotherly love, Shep, that would be one thing. But it's not. It's coming from a place of you feel insecure about yourself, so you're trying to bring him down. Like, when we poke fun at Phoebe, it's literally from a place of sisterly love. When they're doing it, it's from a place of we don't want you to be up.
Because
exactly. we're not, you
yeah,
know? And
exactly.
it's, that's what it is. What did you think about Craig recording the podcast alone? I didn't think that was crazy.
I thought it was crazy. And I want to know like what the communication was actually.
I'm dying to know because, okay, but I was trying to think in what world. I was like, is there a world where I or Phoebe just records the podcast and doesn't say something to the other person
no,
about
not.
That? Like,
but I'm also like, how
did
Austin,
he
how,
just do it?
Austin, how much do you care about the podcast if you didn't like
well, I'm
really
like
know
my question
this?
Is, does he even. Well, yeah, that is the thing is it's like if.
If it wasn't...
Did they just not text to say, like, when are we doing this? And then, like, Craig just did it because Austin never texted them.
We
him. Like,
go into our week knowing that we have to do it. We, yeah. like, plan it. It's a part of, like, when I do my weekly organizing, I know that that's a part of yeah. the week. That seems to be how Craig looks at it.
Yes.
And I think to Austin, it's not
even
that.
If he doesn't fucking want to right now.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't really...
I do.
Like, it's not...
Here's where I struggled with Craig.
Okay.
He should have invited Austin.
I agree with you 100%. I thought it was crazy not to invite Austin. I kind of was wondering if he was going to, and like Rodrigo just like beat him to it a little bit. But then when it comes out that he didn't, I was just like, if you're inviting everyone who's going to Taylor's,
it just looks a little shitty.
You need to invite Austin. You just need to send out a text or you need to tell everybody, hey, I'm not inviting Austin. Shep was there, right? I can't remember now.
I don't know.
Actually, I feel like Shep might not have been there. In which case, I'm like, did he just not invite Shep or Austin? But then he goes to lunch with Shep.
Yeah. At a place that I wanted to try, I think.
Yeah, wait, what is that place? I don't know it.
What was it?
I don't know.
No, but what did it look like again?
It was like on a boardwalk.
Yes. I think Mom said it was in Shimmick, but I mean, the issue is that I'm watching so much Southern Charm.
Yeah.
That they also just went to kind of like a Shem Creek looking place. Called Vickery's.
Oh, but I love Vickery's.
I've never been there. And
oh,
I was like,
good.
This looks like my kind of... Every time I
was
see...
Was that where Taylor and her mom went?
No, it was with Shep and...
That was a sad
Shep and Craig
moment,
went
not
there.
Gonna lie. The Taylor and her mom having lunch and Taylor's mom brings up Worth, Taylor's
and
brother.
Taylor, like, can't talk
and then
about
Taylor
it.
Canceled her party because of it.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
It's... And also, like, watching that... Getting the full scope of these people is really, like... And also, okay... I watched season 9 before I watched season 8.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't watch Olivia and Austin's story. So when I was watching it, and I still am obviously, I hate Austin.
Yes, yeah.
However.
They didn't have the type
I
of relationship
they,
you thought. Yeah.
The way that Olivia and Taylor talked about going through their breakups together, yeah. I was like, oh, she dated Austin for like a long time.
Yeah.
They did not date for that long.
I know. No, I felt the same way when it was happening. And
but Taylor does just consistently miss the point of, yes, like, she's like, we were both two single people. We were well within our right. And it's like, okay, but she's your best friend.
Taylor, if you just had honestly owned it from the beginning, too, there was so much like lying and secrecy and all these other things. So it's like, it wasn't even just like the betrayal at the end of the day that hurt her the least was probably you kissing Austin.
Yeah.
But also, I don't believe you just kiss. I don't believe, like, there's a lot that I'm just like, you know, and yeah, so. But, and I'm sure the cameras heighten everything, you know. For sure. But
I still, Madison's my favorite.
Dad can't stand her. Wait, why?
Dad thinks she's so mean.
Oh, she is, but that's why she's so great.
Wait,
what in this episode does she do that he didn't
like? No, he didn't watch this episode. The episode before when she had her conversation with JT, and he doesn't, that's the thing.
Oh,
Dad will just watch clips and then make opinions,
yeah,
on what he's.
Well, hey, Dad, JT's a fucking loser.
He's watching. Sorry, it. He JT. Doesn't know.
But Dad, wait, can I say, I'm glad we finally got some acknowledgement of my shared ex with a cast member on Southern Charm.
Yeah, so he went, what is he doing on Broadway?
He's not on Broadway anymore. This is crazy. Should I talk about it? Okay. So, whatever, I don't care. Someone on the show dated someone. If you watch the show, you'll figure out who it is. And they're like not in, and they were like brought in as a boyfriend last season. And then on this season, they're just gone and there's no mention. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, hello, when are we gonna get it? And so at this party, was it Shep who asked Vanita Rodrigo? It was Rodrigo.
Yeah.
He asks Vanita, like, what happened to him? And Vanita's like, oh, I didn't tell you. Like, he went to Broadway and, like, I wasn't included in the plans. And so, yeah, this guy did go do a show on Broadway and then it, like, immediately closed. Ugh. Like, immediately. And he just was doing a show in Charleston last month.
Whoa, he's back in Charleston.
He's back in Charleston.
Oh my gosh.
But what I will say about this person is that no one I've known has ever wanted to be famous more than this person. And I clocked that.
And we want to be famous pretty badly.
And I clocked that when they started dating. I said, And then, like, I'm like, they could have made it work if they wanted to. They could have been long distance. I feel we were talking about this because this is actually someone you guys could look up who I know personally, but it is kind of a fun little tie-in. So anyway, we got a little bit of that, which was nice, but now it looks like she and JT are going to get together, which I'm not really here for. Any other thoughts on Southern Charm?
No.
I think that covers our reality TV. I do want to talk about Craig's breakup statement. Did you see?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I do rough. Just want to say, Craig, you are blindsided.
We're all watching the same show, right?
I just think the writing was a little bit on the wall.
It definitely was.
And maybe, and I'm sure that obviously they're having, we're only getting 5% yes. into their relationship. So maybe Paige was reassuring him mm-hmm. and like doing XYZ and he felt secure in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I wouldn't have felt secure in that relationship. It feels like two different relationships.
I think he was hearing a lot of what he wanted to hear.
Like the fact that he went to go do the sperm stuff.
That, and then saying that he and Paige decided that together, and then we see the conversation and she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, so they definitely did not decide that together. And then when he's like, yeah, I left you as like the beneficiary of my sperm, so if I die, maybe you'd still want to have my kids. And she's like, I would never fucking do that. Like, I do think. But then it's, I feel bad for him because it is confusing because then she's like, this is my house.
Right.
This is, you know, like, so it's like on, I think she wanted that life. She wanted one foot in that life and one foot in her life. And you cannot have both.
No.
If you, the way you, that you want Paige, like, you know.
Right.
And I just felt like, I did think his statement was a little bit crazy though. Like, you know, Paige was so fucking mad and it makes me wonder if there's going to be some drama now.
Really,
we
curious.
Thought this was going to be an amicable breakup, but I actually don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to air out not great. And just think, we're going to get the Southern Charm reunion and the Summer House reunion filmed after, and we're going to have to talk about their relationship on both shows.
I just hate that, and this is not what I hate the most, but I do hate that, like, everybody was saying it wasn't going to work.
I know.
Now Craig has to go to the reunion and...
It's sad. It's like, but you know what, Craig? Everyone said your pillows weren't going to work, and they did. So you got to kind of win that one. You got to lose this one. But she did get you a lot closer to where you want to be in life. You know, that's true. I felt like it was sad. And then Paige went on Giggly Squad. Did you listen last week?
No.
Okay. So Paige goes on Giggly Squad, and Hannah's like, how are you? You're checking in. And she's like, you know, it's fine. The internet is still the fucking internet, and everybody hates me, and everyone thinks that women are horrible and all these things. And she says, and it would have been nice if, and she's like, oh, yeah, and everyone's starting a rumor that I cheated on Craig with Marcelo, which is, she goes, which is so fucking funny. But I actually felt so bad for him because I was like, what if he has a girlfriend? Like, I don't even know. So she said she texts Marcelo and she's like, hey, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I'm really sorry, but I don't know why people have come up with this rumor for us. And Marcelo is at Hannah Burner's Bachelorette. They're friends. So that's how they know each other. And Paige is like, I'm really sorry. People like are saying this about it and whatever. And Marcelo responds, hell yeah. He just loved it, which is so funny. But she was like, I really wish people who were like close to the situation and like knew it wasn't true could have like said something, but that's fine.
Oh.
And it's like an obvious jab at Craig.
Oh my God.
So, which it is kind of crazy that he didn't say she didn't, but then it would have forced him to make a statement and maybe he just wasn't ready to do that yet. But yeah. It is interesting. It seems like it happened right before the holidays.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm still really sad about it.
I know. It was hard to watch them. His statement did make me feel bad for him, but yeah. I do think, you know, they will obviously both be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, some things we also have to discuss. Zendaya is engaged.
Congratulations.
Is this official though?
We haven't gotten a statement.
It's so crazy to think that she just, but some people are saying that she like did it just to overshadow Selena and Benny.
I saw that. I don't see her doing that.
Does she have beef with Selena?
I don't think so.
Nikki Glaser was so good at the Golden Globes.
She was great.
I'm sorry. What was your favorite? My favorite bit of hers was her popular one where she's doing popular. You're going to wait, hang on. And she turns around like she gets a call. And she goes, wait, this sucks. And then she's like, okay, well, let's go to the song about the penguin. Wait, that's not how you say it? Well, how do you say it? Penguin. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, bye. And like, has a fake phone call. And I'm sorry, she was so fucking funny. And her jokes all came from a place of like respect, too.
I liked that.
Which really helped. And I just thought she was fabulous. I loved her.
Yeah, I think they're going to ask her back, they said.
I think she signed a 3-year contract.
I love it. I would love it if she did it forever.
I know. I thought she did really a good job. I also liked that at the Golden Globes, they added little fun facts about the presenters, which I've never seen before.
I really liked that.
Because there were a lot of people who are being introduced to people and films and movies for the first time on this night.
I liked how they filled in time, too, while they were walking with a little voiceover of like something about the actress.
It was nice. Like, I felt like I really enjoyed watching the Golden Globes. It was a great way to kind of start off the award season.
Yeah, I agree.
And I do think the Golden Globes sometimes gets shit on as being like the lesser, because it is, but it's so exciting. What do you think about Wicked? Do you think they're going to do okay at the Oscars? Because they did not do so well at the Golden Globes.
I don't know. Unless public response is... But I guess voting's already done, probably.
And the other question is, what do you think about Michelle Yeoh? Because there is rumor and speculation...
About her and Jeff Goldblum?
No. What?
I saw Blind Item about that. People think they might be hooking up.
Oh, my God.
I could have made that up. I didn't, but it might not be true.
It's not a blind item you made up, is it?
No, Phoebe. <it's>
Phoebe. Phoebe's like, okay, I sent in a blind item. I just thought it would be crazy. No, Michelle Yeoh, apparently people are saying that Michelle Yeoh hates Ariana.
Really?
Yes. And so I was talking about this with Michelle, actually.
Michelle
Michomatic. She was like, what do you think? Do you think this is real? And I was like, oh my God, I haven't really seen it. But then I saw something on TikTok on Twitter that was like Ariana's face when Michelle said one of her jokes, which obviously were pre-written, but Michelle, I guess, looked right at Ariana when she said, I would never slay somebody's house down. And they think she was like making a home wrecking jab at Ariana with that. And
wait,
Ariana's
crazy.
Face is like,
wait, no way. I think that joke is Madamorable.
Me too.
With the house.
Me too.
I absolutely not. And I thought Ariana seemed into the whole
bit. I did too.
And then when she says the house boots down.
Yeah, the house like, boot. They yeah, do the whole like thing.
I didn't get that sense at all.
But when it was laid out, I thought I was like, that is crazy.
I mean, that would be crazy.
I hadn't seen it. I just had to bring it up.
The thing is that would be crazy if she said it, which is why I don't think she meant it that way.
What do you think about the rumors that Ethan and Ari are like
on the rocks, yeah, and he knows it. I don't know. She looked really happy with him.
They both looked good, and everyone's like, well, Ethan was pushing her to be seen in public with him. I don't think that was him. I think it was her because there are all these rumors about Cynthia and Ariana being together.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
Well, if the shoe fits for both of them.
I mean, everyone, I love the people that are like, they're both in relationships. Like, everyone's like, and that means nothing.
Especially both of them. That hasn't stopped
neither of them care about
that.
They
actually both got into their current relationships.
That actually makes me think it more. Yeah, that actually literally makes me buy this.
I think the whole Wicked cast, I think they've kissed, they've XYZ.
We have to remember, you guys, they're just theater kids.
Exactly.
And so is everyone at the Golden Globes, by the way. Yeah. Everyone in that room is just a theater kid, which is why I kind of love Kylie and Timmy.
Yeah, I like it too.
Because I think, yes, we love a hot girl just dating the skinny, weird theater boy. And that's who he is.
And I don't think Demi Moore snubbed Kylie.
I don't either.
I don't think it was. People were reading into it.
I think people are reading into it.
It was giving
it, totally,
the same thing of when people were trying to figure out what Selena was saying to Taylor, yes, and Kelly. Kaylee?
Yes.
At last year or the year before's Golden Globes. And it was like, they ultimately, it wasn't like a big deal. Because that was about Kylie Jenner too. They thought it was a Selena going,
yes,
over talking about Kylie.
Yes.
People just want Kylie to be this outcast.
And it makes me kind of sad because I'm like, Kylie is not doing much to draw like attention to herself at these
She's
events.
She's just there to support Timothy.
And they seem like they have a sweet relationship. Yeah. And like, I don't know. I just don't think. And I also, one thing I think a lot of people are hung up on is her, like, how she changes from boyfriend to boyfriend. But I think what we need to remember is that she was like 16 years old dating Travis Scott. And she was in a lot of relationships where she, like, we really watched her grow up. And just because she looks older does not mean she is older. And so what you're actually seeing is like the same way we're seeing Alabama Barker, like, going through all these things. They're fucking teenagers at the time, you know, who are doing teenager things, but they have more access to cosmetic procedures, right, and like cars and wealth and events, so we just know more about it.
Totally.
And we're seeing more of those moments that most of us get the privilege of hiding away,
right,
you know, and they don't. So like, I don't know, everyone's like, oh, she's changing for Timmy, and it's like, maybe she's literally just fucking maturing and growing up.
I think that's what it is,
you know, and that's all that it is. But I'm not gonna lie, I do kind of like them together.
Yeah.
And I like that she's with him even though he looks terrible right now.
He looks so bad.
He looks so bad and everyone knows it, and she's like, and that's my man. And I love that for her. Okay, you wrote OG catfish
Nosferatu.
Okay, talk more.
Count Olark is the original
I keep
catfish.
When I say Count Olaf so bad.
Olark is so much funnier.
Okay, why did they make him so ugly? How am I supposed to get on board?
You're not.
I think I am.
No, you are not.
Everyone's on board. Everyone's
what?
Like, yes.
No, they're not.
Everyone in the town is like, yes. I'm kidding. Oh my god. Phoebe looking at me like she wants to set me on fire.
That was floored me.
Obviously not, but I'm just like,
he's the original catfish because he is Lily Rose Depp thinking that like he's gonna change her life.
She thinks Edward Cullen's about to walk
exactly
in the door, and let me tell you, girlfriend, you're gonna be disappointed. And you're too far gone. Once the booty call shows up,
and
you're stuck with him.
And I actually thought she might live at the end. I didn't
me
know
too.
He
was
like
kind of
fully
I thought
killer.
I kind of hope she would.
Me too.
I'm Lily, like, I hope it was the best sex of your life, girl.
I thought Aaron Taylor Johnson was terrible.
Really?
I thought he was. My friends, Jules disagreed. GC kind of agreed with me. I was like, really, his performance really did not do it for me.
What did you think of Lily Rose Depp as like her performance?
I think she was fine.
Do you agree with what I was saying about how I just don't know if like physically convulsing makes
you a great
actor? I agree.
And sometimes with her line deliveries when it was like a quote unquote normal scene, nothing in this movie is normal.
No.
it was giving like girl in eighth grade English class when we're reading Shakespeare who's taking it just like a little too seriously.
Yes.
Like that was kind of the energy. I don't think she was bad by any means. I think I would have liked to see, like, I think Hunter Schaefer would have been really good in that role.
Ooh.
I think Anya Taylor-Joy. I mean,
yeah. Anyone who has like creepy face.
The person who needs to look like they've never seen an iPhone, which Lily Rose Depp does not have. She has iPhone face.
Okay, I've seen this people saying this on the internet all over the place that Lily Rose Depp has iPhone face and she shouldn't have done it. I don't agree with that.
Well, it's not that she shouldn't have done it.
I think she's iPhone face. I think that girl looks like she's meant to be in a Victorian thing, 100%.
Yeah.
I think she looks period. I do. She has a Keira Knightley has, which is they both look period.
Yes. And Troyan Bolsario has that.
And Anya Taylor-Joy.
Mm-hmm.
But Troyan can look non-period.
Well, we see it. Well, yeah, she's playing
but,
a freaking...
But the other girl's not as much. It's their eyes. But yeah. Lily Rose Depp can, but she...
She has to play a very specific kind of person.
Yes.
She
yes.
has to play Lily
the
Rose
icon.
Depp.
The icon. What did you think of Nosferatu as a whole?
I thought it was good. It was the first movie of Robert Eggers that I think I'd watch again.
Oh.
I didn't mind The Witch. I just didn't really like it.
I didn't really love it either.
And I really did not enjoy The Lighthouse.
I haven't seen it, but I feel like I have to.
That's okay.
Oh, you don't think
I should?
You
could probably sit that one out.
Oh.
That one did not do it for me.
Well, and Phoebe is the authority on movies.
But I liked this one. I thought it was pretty good. It was a little long.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was too long.
And I don't know if I just felt long because I still have a lot of congestion and mm-hmm. I needed to blow my nose and it was a quiet movie.
It was also just so grody.
I love the fact that basically everybody that walked out of the theater, we all basically still had full popcorn because
same for Baby Girl.
But it was like, what a respectful audience that we all
didn't eat the popcorn.
None of us felt like we could eat.
I didn't have a very respectful audience for Baby Girl.
Let me tell you something.
I had a lot of,
but ew.
Yeah.
Well, Lily also, apparently.
At Baby
there was
Girl?
There was a man there alone that was like...
It's the most erotic movie ever.
I can't wait to see it. Okay, you know slut. I'm obsessed with smut.
Okay, slut. People love that, by the way.
They love that
People
joke.
Love that we pulled the curtain back.
Because it's not
back.
True.
They love that we
true.
Pulled the curtain back and we told you all that Phoebe's obsessed with smut. Smut queen Phoebe.
Anyway.
Sorceress of smut, Phoebe Carnell.
Your old place of work.
Which one?
Carmike 10.
Okay.
Is okay. They
the worst place to see
no,
a movie.
No, they need to get new seats. That is true.
Yeah.
However,
you like how the lobby set up?
Spotless. The people that worked there were so friendly, but it was classic high schoolers that work in a
yes.
movie theater. Because as soon as my order is done being taken, he resumes his conversation with this girl.
He's like, "No, no, go make it."
He goes. He goes. No, but like I was telling you, I do already have a stage name.
Yes. Okay, those are the conversations I was
exactly.
having in those very halls when I worked there.
And so
when I got that job only because I thought the guy working was hot and I asked for an application and then I got there and he quit.
He said, oh, fuck.
I literally got to the job and I was like, so when's he working? I'm looking at the schedule. They're like, oh, he's not on the schedule at all this week because he just quit. I was like, that's why I'm here.
But anyway, and I also, the seats weren't super uncomfortable. I just am so used to a recliner now. I didn't mind it. It
yeah.
wasn't like the Charleston movie theater where the seats are so close together. There's
I
still
hate
like
that so much.
Space.
Yeah.
So anyway,
okay.
that wasn't a bad theater. I would rather see a movie there than the Galleria.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 times.
Galleria is the worst.
And people there are so unfriendly. It's dirty.
It also takes forever. It's just like the worst place on earth. It's actually the worst place on earth.
I recently realized that the number at the end of a movie theater location is the number of theaters.
Oh my God.
Okay, thank God. Mom and Dad looked at me like I was.
That's because they didn't know that either, but they didn't want to admit it.
Because
like,
they
were so shocked by the fact you dropped that they had to cover up their shock with
you.
Like, you didn't know that instead of we didn't know that.
Exactly.
I wrote in the note, start of the new year is really when you get a new phone case. Because I got a new phone case. I paid $300 to fix my fucking strobe light phone, which is insane. So now I'm stuck with this phone for a while because. I put money into it and I got this amazing case. Check it out.
I love it.
Do you like it?
I love Casetify.
Me too. That was my last case. This one, I got the most industrial one they have and I think it's going to be great, but I literally feel like I've new phone, new me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's case, really when the new year starts.
A case does also make the phone feel newer.
Yes. Guys, I am trying to like figure, okay, I'm going to be 30 this year, which is fucking crazy. I was in a work meeting this week and I said the word husband and someone goes, you have a husband? You look so young. And I said, thank you. I am. That's what I said. Anyway, I'm turning 30 in April, which is crazy. Same time the podcast turns 3, I will turn 30. We will both have a 3 in our name.
Name.
In our name. But I just feel like, I don't feel like a 30-year-old. I feel like a 21-year-old. I feel like I just don't feel like I've got it together, honestly.
And I don't think anybody does.
I know, but I want to, and I want to be better about it. So I'm trying to, what I'm going to try to do, and I'm just saying this because if anyone wants to be part of this journey and we want to do this together, like I'm not a wellness queen. I would love to be, but that's just not who I am. And one of the things I love to do is like go so hard. Like I'll go balls to the walls with wellness. I'll be like, I'm going to be doing collagen every morning. I'm going to work out twice a day. I'm going to sleep this much. I'm going to do like all these things. And then I burn out because it's not fucking sustainable. So how about let's all figure out how to be like wellness girlies from just normal ass bitches like me. You know what I mean? And so I'll tell you what so far what we've done here. I decided I was going to wake up early and like go for a walk every single day. Just like go out for a walk that's just for me. And I was going to like listen to like a podcast that like makes me feel good, whatever, in the morning specifically. Wake up to do it the first morning, snow fucking everywhere. Snow and ice everywhere. I was like, well, hell no. Exactly. I mean, I'm not fucking doing that. And the entire week it was like that. So then I was like, well, I guess I'm just shot. I guess 2025 is just shot.
Over.
And I'll just try again next year. And then I realized, Caroline, we're not doing this again. You're not letting a whole another year go by like you did last time. So I ordered a walking pad. All right, I just did it. And we'll see if I like it. I think I'm going to. I'm excited about it. I'm going to make myself use it. No more excuses. There we go. Went grocery shopping last night. And I just decided I'm going to cook 2 meals a week. Okay? That's not a whole lot. We don't have to do a whole ton. 2 meals a week is absolutely doable. And I also want to do 2 strength, like, exercise things a week as well. So I'm not making myself, like, go crazy. But at least for this first week, that's the goal. That's what we're doing. That's it. I'm making it really easy for myself. That's it. I have to walk every day.
And
I
you
need
have
to do 2 extra little, they don't need to be like intense workouts, just like little
things.
That's
what I learned last year. Our society really wants to push on us the 75 hard life.
You have to work up to that if you want that to work for you.
But you also just, you have to do things that are sustainable because then you're not, that's the only way to make a habit.
Yes.
And the 0 to 100 does not work.
And it's also like some of us are starting at the -100 to 100. You know what I mean? Like I'm starting at like post Christmas, New Year's rot.
Yeah.
I can't go right into the 75 hard. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Like, let's be realistic so that then we don't immediately have to rebrand as failures, which is what you have to do if you start something and you don't finish it. That's how I do my life anyway.
I think a lot of it, that's why, you know, diets don't work.
Yeah.
That's why the science of diets don't really work.
The thing is, I'm just not dieting. I'm not doing that.
Well, those aren't sustainable changes. You need to make sustainable changes in the way that you're eating.
I'm trying to do no gluten this year, but I decided also, like, what I need to do first is just fucking have groceries and start cooking. And if the things that are easier for me to cook right now have gluten in them, I just need to get in the habit of actually cooking.
Jen Eats Good on Instagram. She does gluten, dairy-free.
Oh, that's great. I know I need to do it. My doctor has told me I need to do it. I know I'm allergic to gluten. It's just such,
it's hard.
It feels like such a major lifestyle change. And again, I'm like, I need to get in the habit of already, like right now, it's just like, I just feel like I don't have my shit together. Okay. Do you want to do your rotation?
Yes. My rotation is, and this is the first year in a long time. It's been really,
First
rotation in a long time that I really was prepared.
Okay.
For. I actually had options. Number one, Dorinda's Trader's headshot.
Oh my God. I thought you loved it.
That is my favorite picture.
Oh wait, I keep thinking you're a nightmare.
That's my favorite picture in the world.
It's crazy.
It is. Why is she?
You know what I love so much
away
though?
From the face.
I do have
from
to
the
say.
Camera.
Well, I'm dying to know which intern is responsible for taking these photos of them and why haven't they been fired? Because every year those photos are so bad. And I love that Tom Sandoval, we just get the clip of him going in and looking at all the pictures and just seeing his and being like, worst picture ever. It's like you're literally only looking at the pictures to see your own picture.
Yeah, I'm dead. Next is Hoda Kotb.
Okay.
It was her Hodabration last week.
It sure
she
was.
Left the Today
End of
show.
An era.
It was Mom and I. Weeping at 10 a.m. on
no
Friday.
No way.
Watching it together, just like.
That's so funny. So,
and then they interrupt it. They interrupt the Hodabration, her last Hodabration. Hour of the Today Show ever. They interrupt it to give me my nothing burger of a sentencing for fucking the president. I was like, is this really? This is breaking
this
news.
This is more important. It isn't. If you were going to jail, I'd drop everything to hear about
this
it.
This is break. Get out of here.
God
the
forbid.
People watching the Today Show will learn about it in a week.
Don't, yeah, honestly.
We're good on that. Anyway, Mom goes, this feels like a slight on Hoda. And I was like,
major.
Yeah, it does.
Major.
Anyway, it was amazing. I loved seeing Kathy Lee come back for it. And Jenna Bush Hager almost was also on the list, but because Traders came back, I'll put her as a secondary with Hoda. Them together, I love them, but it is true that it's Hoda. Like, Hoda is the glue because
she's the Today
she
show.
Has that relationship with every single... Yeah. And the people that came out and did videos and said all this night, like, no one more deserving than having a week of praise so than special. Oda. She's incredible. And Kermit came to sing
her
Rainbow
grandkids.
Those were her kids.
Oh, those were her kids.
That's why she's leaving. Because she wants to be able to be there in the morning. Which is something I didn't
so
even think about.
Precious. Wait, sorry, guys.
It's okay.
For thinking that was
I think she's, she is an older mother.
Okay.
But they had Kermit come and sing Rainbow Connection
to
the kids and Hoda because that's what Hoda sings to her kids every night. Anyway, so next is Alan Cumming. He's on it at least every 2 months for me.
Yeah, Phoebe's like, luckily her cabaret DVD is getting a much needed break. It's taking some respite right now during Traitors because Phoebe can get her fix. But as soon as it's over, I hope you're fucking ready. That cabaret DVD, I hope you're ready to get your shit burned out of you.
I mean, Caroline's phone was trying to get her to listen to cabaret the other day.
What?
You texted me and said my phone just started playing Naughty Girl from cabaret.
No, I... At cabaret... Phoebe, do you think there's a song? I thought you loved cabaret, and you think there's a song called Naughty Girl in it?
That's why I was confused.
Yeah, no, I know there's not. Phoebe goes, there isn't, though. Yeah, I know.
That's why I was confused, though. So I thought that it was like a type in the... I forgot you were at cabaret.
I was at the high school cabaret.
Oh, dead.
I went to go see... The high school here has... Which I think every school choir, like, department should do it. A cabaret where it's like the kids get to bring any song. They can audition with any song they want. Doesn't mean you'll get in, but it's like a night where it's just like the kids doing... The musical theater material they like
yeah,
and getting
awesome.
A chance to shine. So it's really
cool.
Awesome.
Because it also like, I mean, I used to get my like show tune fix from cabaret in
I know.
High school.
Well, I literally, me taking the programs home, like perfect because I...
Because you get all this stuff that you wouldn't necessarily know or hear.
Exactly. One of my voice students texted me and was like, I'm going to see the cabaret. Like, when are you going? And we were talking and she's younger. Or she's in middle school and she texted me or I was like, make sure you look like pay attention to any songs that you might want to steal for your book. And she was like, oh my gosh. And it's like, yes, it's so
awesome.
Fun. So anyway, I was there
right.
And my phone, I go to get in my seat last night at the theater and someone
Naughty Girl by Beyonce.
Yeah. There was not a song in cabaret called Naughty Girl. That's crazy that mom's just, like, okay, maybe Don't Tell Mama is actually called Naughty Girl. And I just didn't realize.
I just assumed you like knew more than me. So
well,
I was
do.
Like,
well, hey, you are correct to assume that.
That's
for
where
sure.
I was like, okay, maybe I'm stupid.
That's a hell. Can I get a hell yeah? No, my phone just like, I go to my seat. There, people have their coats and flowers on the seats. And I just like didn't feel like asking them to move. I was like, this is annoying me. So I literally just like went to the other side of the theater and sat in a random empty chair. And I was like a little flustered. And my phone, I look down and it just starts playing Naughty Girl. And I keep pressing the pause button and it will not stop, Phoebe. And I'm like, the show's about to start. The lights are flickering. And Naughty Girl is blasting.
Oh,
be a Naughty Girl.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
What it sounds like, by the way. Not Don't Tell Mama. Not fucking welcome. Anyway, I got it off. But okay. My nightmare rotation this week.
Oof.
We're starting off with Black Ice. Because it's actually... That's the biggest catfish. That's crazy. Black Ice is crazy.
Count Olark might be the original catfish.
But Black
which,
Ice.
Which, by the way, he is. And I don't think I actually spoke on that too very much.
Too very much.
But I literally, when I had that thought in the theater, I had a stifle laughter. Because I was like, it's so fucking funny that he's like sending her these signals in her head and she thinks she is
okay,
listening.
It's giving Spencer and Charles. Wait, are Spencer and Charles going to do what they did at the end of this? And he's like, I've been trying to reach you. Okay, that's another, really quick. Hated Nosferatu's voice.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, I know he's not Nosferatu.
Yeah, I mean, but he had to do it.
Count Olark. I can't roll my R's, so that. But it's like, I'm sorry, dude. This movie could have been shorter if you just talked faster. Oh, he talked so slow. All right, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Black Ice. It's so scary. And Siobhan does not like the snow and the ice we've learned this year.
Oh, no.
It's her first year driving in it with me, and she doesn't love it. But the Black Ice is just scary.
Tell me about it.
I hate it. Next up is friends who actually... like aren't good friends. And I'm gonna just say something right now, okay? If you are somebody who considers your fucking friends' feelings, I think this is actually like a legitimate thing. How do I wanna say this? If I'm gonna post a photo, okay, of me and my friends, and I look at the photo and I'm like, okay, right off the bat from looking at this photo, I can see there's one person in this photo who probably it makes her want to die. There's probably someone in this picture I'm looking at who I think wants to die about this picture. And then if I look around, like, other people maybe wouldn't like how they look. But specifically, you know, I can tell this is a bad picture of my friend. Or even if I can see her inner beauty shining through, I know she would not fucking like it. Because I know my friend. And then you post it anyway. And you make it the first photo in your carousel. And I think now you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Only because mom talked about it.
That's
not about the picture.
You're a bad friend.
She just was, because you had talked about
that's it. That's you being actually a bad friend. Because I would never fucking do
especially
that.
Especially when there were other pictures in the carousel that would have made that a great first picture. That could have been great.
And it seems like it's going to be a bunch of parts and it's just two. And I already know that you're like mad at me about something. And I know that you know how I felt that day in that picture. Because I told you in that moment how I felt in that picture. And about what I was wearing. And how uncomfortable I was. And then you do that.
Crazy.
It's crazy. To me, that actually is crazy.
Yeah.
And I think that's a bad friend thing to do. For and sure. I would never do that. If I'm posting a photo and I see someone and I'm like, they wouldn't like this picture, I either ask them or guess what? I don't get to post that one. Post something else. You have a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
Post something else. So I just want to say that like I'm done in 2025 considering the feelings of people who do not consider mine. That's that. Like I think about how much I was considering this person's feelings in the weeks leading up to this.
Yeah.
And you posted a bad picture of me.
Totally.
And that's that. So I know I sound crazy right now.
Yeah.
But my therapist doesn't think I do.
No worries.
Okay. And finally, I'm doing Sandoval's pit stains.
Yeah. Good.
That had to have smelled so bad.
Oh my God.
And it's like, you know, no one said anything about it because they were like, why kick him when he's down?
I just know he's such a loud breather too.
He's just, he looks bad. And you know what Kelly said? Because Kelly, she kind of likes guys that look like him. And she told me, because she was like, okay, I started watching and I was like, all right, like you better let Caroline, like you might have a little crush on Sandoval when you're watching this. And like, Caroline's really not going to be happy about that. And then she was like, but then he was so disgusting. I was like, yeah. She's like, and he's so obnoxious. I'm like, yeah, I love that people are like getting to experience him. I was like, Kelly, this is the perfect show for you to watch because she doesn't watch any reality TV, but then she'll know so many of the people that we're talking about.
Perfect.
So anyway, if you don't watch Traitors.
You should.
And you want to know what we're talking about. Go watch Traitors. You'll meet a bunch of reality TV characters. It'll be great. That's my rotation. Guys, on Thursday, we are recapping season 6, episode 8 of Pretty Little Liars. It's a fucking crazy episode. You are not going to want to miss it. It's cray, cray, cray. And then on Friday, you are getting a Patreon episode for all paid members. So make sure you turn in there. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Let us know what you want to see from us next week. And that is when we'll see you. See you next week. And
is split. Flat.